It's 13 and partly cloudy at 5 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Leah Denhartog. Things are beginning to look a lot more exotic from the addition of a new pet store in downtown Belleville. Nick Dogden has the story.
It's not your average everyday cats and dogs you'll find once you walk into the doors of Tyrannosaurus Pets. Owner Mark Cunningham says his store is unique to the area.
We're a different kind of pet store. Come check us out and you'll see it. You know, like, it'll be obvious once you walk in the door. It's no questions. We're very, very different from any other pet store.
Lizards, geckos, and snakes are just a few of the animals available for purchase. Mike Malachowski is the vice chair of the Belleville Downtown Improvement Area, and he says the addition of the pet store will only make downtown Belleville more attractive.
We're setting the stage for a future where you're going to see a pedestrian-oriented environment, a residential growth within the downtown, and specialty shops like Tyrannosaurus Pets that are doing unique things that you're not going to find everywhere.
Cunningham says he studied the market and is convinced there's a need in the city for unique pets.
I think it's really needed in Belleville, just based on the people that I know that I used to sell to in Belleville and in Trenton and the whole area here. There's nothing really like it. I mean, there's a few stores that do sell reptiles, but they don't kind of have the expertise that we're going to have. They're not going to have the selection that we have. So it's very different.
The store officially opens this Saturday with a grand opening celebration from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Nick Ogden, QNET News, Belleville.
People getting their health insurance through President Obama's law are feeling anxious about Donald Trump's election. The repeal of Obamacare seems likely, but it may take Congress the better part of a year to deliver on that. Ladiza Lepore, a photographer from Vermont, pays about $80 a month for her policy. According to her, Trump just wants to destroy everything Obama has done. Congressional Republicans are saying they want to protect people now covered from losing health care in the shift to a new system. Obama's Affordable Care Act expanded coverage to millions, but has struggled to find widespread public acceptance. Mental health worker Greg Lebedev says it's important to remember the children of military members and veterans on Remembrance Day. He works at the Phoenix Center for Children and Families near Garrison, Petawawa, and says children of returning veterans can develop distinct problems.
So in the children, we would see sort of the secondary effects of anxiety, depression, emotional dysregulation, regression, so that children who were 7 and 8 acting as if they were 3 or 4 again.
Lebedev says the condition known as vicarious trauma is a growing problem for military families. With exams quickly approaching, the therapy dogs made their first of 2 appearances at Loyalist College this month. Many students gathered in the Shark Tank pub on Wednesday to see the 5 furry friends. Arts and Design Foundation student Melissa Munovov says therapy dogs helps relieve stress for her.
I'm a huge dog person, so anytime I get to spend time with dogs, it's definitely relaxing for me.
The therapy dogs are back at Loyalist on November 24th. In sports, the Baltimore Ravens can take sole possession of first place in the AFC North if they have a victory tonight against the winless Cleveland Browns. The 4-4 Ravens are coming off of a win over Pittsburgh that snapped a 4-game slide. Cleveland head coach says Browns quarterback Cody Kessler has to take more risks if the team is to score more points and win games, but that those risks have to be well chosen.
The defenses are too good. You know, they will give you certain things because they know you'll take them and try to beat you in the other things. But we have to always stay aggressive and push the ball when we can because it gives us a chance to have big plays and make big plays.
In local sports, the Wellington Dukes play the Kingston Voyagers in their second meeting in regular season. The game begins at 7 p.m. in Kingston. Also in junior A hockey, the Trenton Golden Hawks play the Buffalo Junior Sabres at home. This is the first time the teams are meeting this season. The game is set to start at 7:30 p.m. In Lancer sports, men's and women's volleyball teams play tonight at home. The women's game starts at 6 p.m. against the number one placed Durham Lords. Lancer's men's volleyball is set to begin after the women's games at 8 p.m. They, too, will be playing the Durham Lords. For Loyalist basketball, the men's and women's team play Seneca Sting tomorrow at home on Remembrance Day. The women's game will be starting at 6 p.m. and the men's at 8 p.m. To send us your team or league scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville tonight, a few clouds with a 60% chance of showers overnight, a low of +3. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of precipitation in the morning, clearing late in the afternoon, high of +5. At 5:04, it's 13 degrees. inquiries out. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Leah Denhartog, News on 91X, next at 6.